From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal investigators are looking for answers into why an Asiana Airlines 777 aircraft was traveling significantly below its target speed during an attempt to land over the weekend just before it crashed into a runway at a San Francisco airport. Deborah Hersman, who chairs the National Transportation Safety Board, said moments ago investigators want details on the crew and their experience.
When we interview those four crew members, we are going to get a lot more details about their activities, about their work, about their training, about who was the pilot flying, who was the pilot in command in the cockpit at the time of the accident.
The South Korean government says it will inspect engines and landing equipment on all Boeing 777 planes owned by Asiana and its national carrier, Korean Air. The crash killed two teenage passengers and sent more than 180 people to area hospitals. The San Mateo County coroner says he's looking into whether one of the two victims who died might have survived the crash only to be run over by a rescue vehicle. Egypt's political crisis is getting bloodier. More than 50 people were killed in clashes today between security forces and protesters outraged by the military coup against former President Mohamed Morsi. Authorities say the Republican Guard compound came under an attack in which two policemen and an army officer were killed and dozens more people were wounded. Pro-Morsi demonstrators say the army opened fire during morning prayers outside the barracks where they believe the former leader is being held. Intelligence officials in Kabul have announced they have an Afghan-American in custody. They claim tortured and murdered Afghan civilians. NPR's Sean Carberry reports that the suspect is a former interpreter for U.S. Special Forces in Wardak province near Kabul.
Zakaria Kandahari was in possession of weapons and a variety of fake identification cards at the time of his capture, according to Afghanistan's intelligence service. Officials and civilians in Wardak province have long accused the U.S. of running militias that abducted and killed more than a dozen civilians, and Kandahari is accused of being a ringleader. U.S. military officials say they have conducted multiple investigations and found no evidence of U.S. involvement in the disappearances and deaths. When these allegations surfaced several months ago, President Karzai ordered U.S. Special Forces out of part of Wardak. The volatile province is a gateway to Kabul. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Congress has returned from its 4th of July break, facing some contentious issues when it convened. It's tackling unresolved disputes over immigration overhaul, the farm bill, and student loan interest rates, which have doubled. Dow is up 95 points at 15,232. This is NPR News. The condition of Secretary of State John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, has been upgraded.
Mrs. Hines Kerry is no longer in critical condition. She's undergoing further evaluation, and Secretary of State John Kerry, her son, and other family members remain with her.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki updating reporters on Mrs. Hines Kerry, who was hospitalized in Boston yesterday after reportedly showing symptoms consistent with a seizure. Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry says he will not seek re-election next year. The 63-year-old took office in December of 2000 to become the nation's longest-sitting current governor. Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer is the latest politician to ask voters for a second chance. Spitzer is meeting with voters in New York City as he launches a run comptroller, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
It's been 5 years since Spitzer's spectacular fall from power. The one-time sheriff of Wall Street resigned the governorship in the midst of a prostitution scandal. Since then, Spitzer has been a political commentator, teacher, and TV host. But in an interview with member station WNYC, Spitzer said he's eager to return to government, and he hopes voters will give him another chance.
I'm asking forgiveness from them for my indiscretions, my violations of trust. Whether 5 years of reflection and focusing elsewhere is enough for voters, only voters will tell me. I have complete faith in the public to render a decision.
Spitzer, a Democrat, is running for the relatively low-profile job of city comptroller. He has until Thursday to gather enough signatures to get on the ballot. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
U.S. stocks were trading higher with the Dow up 97 points at 15,233. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.